Today I want to present to you the power of the name of Jesus. Because not all names have the same power, certainly. Joseph was told by the angel Gabriel to name the child Jesus, for he will save their people from their sins. Jesus was going to live out his name. He was going to do what his name foretold he would do. He would save their people from their sins. The name Jesus in Old Testament language, in Hebrew or Aramaic, is the same as the name of Joshua. Yeshua is the name. And we can look to Joshua as sort of a picture of what Christ would do in a different way. Joshua followed Moses. Moses had led the people all the way up to the promised land, but Moses was not allowed in, and so Joshua took his place to lead his people into the promised land. He was the one to fulfill the promise that God had made to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, to all of the fathers before. So Joshua, in a way, saved his people, not from their sins, but certainly from all of the things that they had been doing beforehand and now had fulfilled the promise. So Joshua, in a way, saves the people. But Jesus does things a bit differently. Jesus comes with the name to save his people from their sins. Jesus' name may have sounded the same in the ears of his friends and family as Joshua, but there was more to it for him. And we can see that as Jesus is born and lives and grows and makes his way around that area of the earth, his name carries weight. His name carries glory. His name carries power. Wherever Jesus shows up, stuff happens. Right? Good things and bad things, stuff happens when Jesus shows up. When Jesus is in a place, he is healing. He is opening blind eyes. We saw this in the gospel last week. He's opening deaf ears. He's unleashing the tongues so that those who are not able to speak can speak. He's lifting up the lame, and he's proclaiming good news to the poor. In fact, he's raising the dead. Wherever Jesus goes, stuff happens. His name carries power. I want you to even just recognize in our liturgy, you don't have to open up, just, you know, kind of pay attention. As we go through our liturgy, we talk about the name of Jesus in our confession and absolution, that we perfectly love and worthily magnify your holy name, and then we say the name through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We use that at the end of prayers all the time. Why? Why do we use the name of Jesus at the end of our prayers? Because his name carries weight. His name carries power. If I ended my prayers in Joe's name I pray, nothing. If I used any one of your names, nothing. Nothing happens with our names, because our names don't carry the same power that Jesus' name carries. Now, yes, our names can be out in the community and around, and maybe we have some influence, and maybe we have some certain pull in certain areas, and name dropping is a thing. You know, if you're going for that job and you happen to know somebody in there, you drop the name, oh boy, there you go. And the name has power limited to this earth, limited to this community, limited to maybe just the circle of friends you know, or maybe just to the business you're in. If I take a name that's strong in one business and I go to another, they're going to say, well, that has nothing to do with us. That name doesn't mean anything, doesn't carry any weight. But Jesus' name, no matter where it's spoken, has power. In our day and age, we see that in how infrequently Jesus' name is spoken. Because to say the name of Jesus in circles outside of a congregation like this makes people kind of uncomfortable. Oh, you're one of those Jesus people. I'm not so sure about that. Or people say and do things in Jesus' name that have nothing to do with Jesus, and so it gets kind of taken, as the second commandment says, in vain and is fruitless. Jesus' name still has power. It still has this ability to do things. We feel it. We experience it when we are out there in the community and Jesus' name comes up, that it can make people feel awkward, or it can do the opposite and unite people. Have you noticed that too? That when sometimes somebody is talking about things and they mention that they are believers in Jesus, or they mention Jesus' name in connection with Christmas maybe, and people go, oh yeah, me too. So not only can Jesus' name nowadays divide, which it certainly did back then, and certainly has throughout time, Jesus' name has divided people, it can also unite and bring people together. Jesus' name still has power. It still has influence. If you look through Scripture, the name of Jesus is used all over the place to do amazing things. When Jesus sends out his disciples to go out into the community and gives them the directive to heal the sick and cast out demons in my name. Don't do it in your own name, Peter. Don't do it in your own name, James, because that ain't going to work. You got to use my name because the demons recognize my name. The demons are afraid of my name. They're not afraid of yours. They're afraid of his. That still holds true today, by the way. The evil one out there is not afraid of you in your name, but the name of Jesus still strikes terror in his heart, still makes him shake in his boots. So the disciples went out and they were healing people and they were casting out demons, and they were so excited. They came back to Jesus and they said, Lord, all of these things were happening when we were doing this in your name, and they were so amazed. And Jesus says, well, that's great. But don't be too excited about that. Be excited that your name is written in the book of life. So where our name is in his book. It's in his hands, in his life. His name, that name of Jesus, still has incredible power. Still has the ability to do stuff. If you look at New Testament through the epistles, the name of Jesus is invoked so many times because we baptize in Jesus' name. Paul and Peter both say we go and we baptize in the name of Jesus, because the baptism in the name of John didn't do what the baptism in the name of Jesus does, because the baptism in the name of Jesus actually saves. It actually lifts the one up out of their sin and puts them in the hands of Christ. That's what the baptism in the name of Jesus does. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and the baptism in the name of Jesus lifts the person up out of their sin and puts them in God's hands. The baptism of John doesn't do that. The baptism of John was for the repentance of sin to lead to the baptism of Jesus. So throughout the New Testament, we hear about people baptizing in Jesus' name, and these amazing things happen. And again, in Jesus' time, the disciples were like, well, Master, we saw this guy, and he was doing these things in your name, but he wasn't one of us, and should we stop him? And Jesus says, no, if he's doing it in my name, he is one of us. Don't stop him. He's doing things in my name. So baptizing in Jesus' name, in John, at the end of the Gospel of John, John, the Gospel writer, says, these things are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. His name is where life is. His name is where faith is. His name is where healing is. His name is where power is. It's in Jesus' name. So here's Joseph in our reading today, caught between a rock and a hard place, because things aren't going the way that they ought to go, and there's rumors about Mary that possibly she's been involved with somebody else because she's pregnant, and Joseph has nothing to do with that. And so he's an honorable man, as the scripture says, and he's going to let her go quietly so that it doesn't become a big public disgrace. And yet the angel says, well, wait, you're going to name him. You're not going to name him Joseph, as you might think, because father, son. You're not going to do that. You're going to name him Jesus, because he has something incredibly important to do. So his name, from that very moment, has power. It still does. So we pray in Jesus' name, because it's Jesus' name that has power. We do all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Even the thanks we give is through Jesus. This is an incredible thing for us, to know that in our baptisms, in our faith, in our hearing of the Holy Word, that his name is placed on us. We all carry the name of Jesus. We each carry the name of Jesus. You have with you the name of the Most Powerful, the name of the Almighty, the name of the Holy One of God with you all the time. And I think sometimes we don't even think about that, because we get so caught up in all sorts of other things, and we're human, and we get distracted and all of these things. But yet sometimes we need to be reminded that you, no matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, no matter what kind of situation you find yourself in now, still bear the name of Jesus. We come to his table today, once again, as we do every week, and I am so glad we do this every week, because to come to his table every week with our empty hands, our empty hearts, our empty mind, our empty names, to be filled up with his body and blood, with his name once again given to us, to go out from this place empowered by his name, forgiven in his name. Not forgiven in my name, not in Pastor Joe saying anything. You are forgiven in Jesus' name. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Next week is Christmas already. Christ Mass, the name of Jesus, is even on our celebrations. It's in our hymns. We carry that name with us. We are followers of Jesus, disciples of Jesus, forgiven in Jesus' name. And more important than anything else, the promise that we have that we will be also risen in Jesus' name. That once we pass from this mortal life to the life immortal, we will rise in Jesus' name. Not any other name. No other name's going to raise us up. No other idol is going to do anything for us. No other thing promises the gift of eternal life, but Jesus' name does. And on that day, I was reminded of this not too long ago. On that day, what does Paul say? Every knee will bow. Every tongue will confess. Every single one of them. Even the ones who today, in this day and age, would not say that name if it meant their life would depended on it. By the way, it does. Every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. The name. Every tongue will one day speak that name. What an amazing, amazing day that will be, when we hear the chorus and the wonderful choir that we have here today, but the chorus of all the multitude of the heavenly host praising God in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now may that name of Jesus sustain us, strengthen us in our faith this day and to life everlasting. Amen.